This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Kind of sort of almost halfway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com, where you can just let me know questions you want me to ask. Maybe the topic you want me to hit on, somebody you want me to get on. I'd be more than happy to if it makes sense to me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. So in this, after the first break, we're going to talk about a group called the Family America Project, and they're pushing hard in the state of California, city by city, to make sure that these cities do the right thing and come against Governor Brown here in California and his sanctuary city slash state, I don't know, outlook, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they are pushing the cities to make sure that they don't buy into the sanctuary state garbage or sanctuary city garbage, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. And it's a lot of work. You know, again, you have to support, you have to push at and help support these cities that want to come against the government, but they can't easily do it. It's hard for them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, one of the things to do, too, is I always hear about how you guys, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want to do this, you don't, I mean, all right, I get it, I guess, whatever. But if you send me an email to joe@therealside.com, capital TRS in the subject line, I won't call out your name. I won't do any of that stuff. Unless you're just acting stupid, then I'm going to have a field day with you. But other than that, no, I'm not, I don't want to go there. So we have a young man, I love this story, because now we're seeing more and more come out, or feeling like they can come out now, that are actually in line with our causes. A March for Our Guns rally is planned by a Virginia teenager. When you ask him why, he said, because, you know, not all youth want gun control. Not all youth are against guns. Now, that's got to take some guts, because you know people are all over him. And if you don't, you're not watching television. Now, you know, you during the, right after the Parkland shooting, you had the kids that did the March for Our Lives. And it's still going on across the country. There's still events going on. I just told somebody who asked me to an event today that wanted me, I don't know if speak, but be part of a panel. And I just flat out said no. And it wasn't because I didn't want to talk about gun safety. Frankly, I said no because I do want to talk about gun safety. And I know that if I go to one of those events, because I know the people putting it on, I know the people are going to be sitting at the top, they're the ones that run around talking about the NRA is bad, the NRA has blood in its hands, Republicans hate kids. I'm not going into the middle of a fight. They want to do it one-on-one. They want to actually really talk, and they don't want to talk over. See, because if I throw stats and numbers out, You're going to have the boos and the hisses just like they already do. They can't say they won't do it because they've said that before they do it. And they're doing it now, and you can't really have a conversation with them. They got a bunch of teens that, you know, again, that are now willing to step up. I hope you're supporting them. I'm hoping you're paying attention around you to find out who's doing this and how you can support them. Right? There's one teenager in particular who's not backing the gun control message, and he's organized his own March for Our Guns in response to, I like that, cries from many of his peers. Arden Jackson, a member of the Virginia Beach Young Republicans, plans to hold, see, he's a hateful Republican. He hates himself because he hates kids who want to have guns. I don't even know how that works out. So Arden Jackson is a member of the Virginia Beach Young Republicans. Now, he's going to hold a pro-gun rally on April 21st at Mount Trashmore in Virginia Beach. You really think that's the name of the place? Trashmore? Somebody must have been extremely drunk when they came up with that name. And he's hoping to put across a different view than the one everybody else seems to have and the ones other teenagers say that every teenager has. He said, when I saw the March for Our Lives, I saw a lot of people for gun control, but not every youth believes that. Gun control is not the answer. This is according to the 15-year-old kid. Now, I love those who are going to say he's brainwashed, because that one I will have fun with. Although Jackson said he did take part in the one gun walk at Ocean Lakes High School. The way they wrote this kind of weird off. But basically, he participated in the gun walkouts at Ocean Lake High School, also in Florida. Right? He carried a sign that said gun control is not the answer. The funny thing about it was he was at odds with the majority of the students at the school. And this 15-year-old kid still wasn't afraid to go out and do it, yet many of you are afraid to go out and help them. Not all. If you're not afraid to go help them and you have, don't write me. Someone came up out of the blue, looked at me, read my sign, and ripped my sign up. And the entire school applauded. Isn't that cool? Now, one teacher stopped and went, hey, he's got a right to. You don't have a right to destroy his personal property. He said that, adding that he was later praised by a classmate for coping with the backlash. And some of the kids said it inspired them to set up their own march. Because he was willing to stand. So I'd be willing to help this kid any way I can. I am Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
I am proud to be American. I hope you guys are, too. If you're not, you've actually chosen the wrong show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-4255. 5563. Look, head up to the website, okay? TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot that you can get involved with. And I wish you would get involved. Look, a lot of you complain and you whine and you moan and you groan about what's going on. And you never really do anything to fix it. Seriously. And sometimes it's just going to a school board meeting, a water board meeting, a city council meeting, speaking up, supporting the, you know, the elected officials. That's the other thing. As an elected official myself, I know the people that came out to help me, you know, get elected. I know the people that came out and you know, walked precincts for me and made phone calls for me. And then you know what happened? For the most part, I saw none of them afterward. Just because you got me in the seat, just because you got me elected, doesn't mean I can make it happen without your help. And the other elected officials need your help as well. Seriously. So please, don't disengage just because you think you won. Because as fast as you think you won, as fast as you did win, so to speak, is how fast you can lose it. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, you know, again, always a pleasure. I love doing these projects. I love doing stories like this. I've got Kimberly Mason on with me. She's from the family, or she's part of the Family America Project. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate what you're doing. I think you're doing the grassroots that we all talk about, but we don't actually do. Now, according to your Facebook page, it says that you unite and organize friends and neighbors for powerful grassroots activism, advancing pro-Trump, America First goals locally, state, and nationwide, which I always say, it definitely starts local, and that's what you're doing. So, you know, again, what moved you, pardon the term, to get off your butt and go get engaged and get involved? Because a lot of people still don't engage and get involved.
Actually, I was involved in a really bad accident several years ago. And over the course of, you know, recuperating, did I see a lot of lies in the media. And so I started researching. And as I got better, I wanted to take some action. I joined a group called the California Conservative Action Group. And then within the last 2 weeks, I saw some people taking action and going to city councils, and I knew I wanted to be a part of that. So I contacted the woman that's kind of heading that up, John Avive of the Family America Project, and I am going with them to these city council meetings, and I am letting them know how I feel about SB 54. It's not an immigration issue. It is a public safety issue, and I'm really proud of the fact that the people that I'm standing next to that are speaking with me are mainly legal immigrants. And they're talking about how proud they are and how that everybody needs to do the work to become an American citizen.
Oh, hey, listen, I love that, and I agree with you, and I can't tell you how many legal immigrants I've spoken with that feel the same exact way, you know? They want them to work at it. They want them to go through the same things. They want them to be here just as bad. Now, when you're going down to these events and you're doing these things, how are you being received at first?
Well, actually, there's been quite a lot of good reception by the city council. City council members seem like they want to hear everybody fairly, equally, and there seems to be general fairness. There is some people on the left, but there's an excellent police presence, and the law enforcement is prepared for all sides to be out there. People have signs, and there is some discussion outside. Generally, there has been some name-calling, but none on the right side, only on the other side.
So, yeah, I could do a whole hour on that alone. So,
yeah,
you're feeling those. You're being treated fairly, but you're not from the city. You're not. Why would they even let you in to talk? Do they treat you with respect because you were not city members of theirs?
So, interestingly enough, which I did not know, and I am learning more as I go. So, as a California citizen, as well as a citizen of the United States, we have an investment in neighboring communities as well as our own. So I can speak at any city council. there was people speaking at these city councils that were not citizens. There were illegal immigrants speaking at these.
Wow.
And, yeah, and some of them were speaking in other languages, not even English. So we even had two women come up from Arizona because they say that our sanctuary status is affecting their crime rate. And the criminals are coming.
Yeah,
the criminals are coming from here. Yeah, they're coming from here to Arizona, committing crimes, and then coming back to California. Two of these women were in Escondido the other day, and they were there to support a grandmother, a legal immigrant, whose grandson had been murdered two years ago in Escondido.
You can't get them to admit to it either.
Right.
You know?
So they were there to support the grandmother during this trial that was going to start, and they spoke at the city council meeting, holding up this gentleman's picture that has passed on.
Wow.
And SB 54 is not about immigration. It is about public safety. It's about our federal officials being able to communicate with our state officials. Really, this is about criminals who have already committed a crime, and I do not mean the crime of crossing the border. I mean a crime that they're in jail for. They have been convicted. And when they have done their time, ICE is not notified. So we need to deport criminals, despite where they're from. We don't want that type of person. We want great immigrants that want to be a part of America, that love America.
Oh, look it. I totally agree with you. We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, I keep telling you people to get engaged, get involved, get off your butt, and do something. And here's somebody who has done something. And it does make a difference. And it will make a difference. So come on back. We're going to tell you how to get involved, how to get engaged, and to make changes. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy the coffee mug, because we just got some in. And as I always say, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. Also, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. Those are all the labels the left gave us. They mean nothing, as usual. The left just tries to scare you into believing that these things are terrible and nasty and just bad all the way around. They also try to get you to believe that we need sanctuary cities. We need sanctuary states. Otherwise, crime's going to rise. Things are going to go out of control. The sky's going to open up, and the rain. They're just crazy people. I mean, really, what it boils down to. So I've asked Kimberly Mason to join me. She's with Family America Project, and they go, or they've been going to different cities in the state of California and supporting and helping city councils in being able to make very. I mean, I won't say very simple decisions because it's not simple. But at least support them in making the decisions they need to make to help our state and our cities be more safe. And Kimberly, thanks again for agreeing to be with me tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually honored. The head of Family America Project, John Viev, invited me in, and it has just been exhilarating to be heard. You know, while we weren't minding the store, we kind of gave it away, and it's up to us. All of us, veterans, immigrants of all kinds, Americans in general, to step up and talk to our city council. We want people to get involved.
And you're seeing at the city city meetings, you're actually seeing immigrants, legal immigrants up there saying, wait a minute, We want you to do this the right way. We don't agree with sanctuary cities. We want people to earn their way in, if you would, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I may look Caucasian, but I'm an American Indian, not the Elizabeth Warren kind. I actually have genealogy to back that up and a card to my tribe. But I'm going to tell you that looking like a Caucasian, I'm outnumbered. The immigrants, the Americans, I don't even want to call them immigrants, but the Americans in all different colors were there to promote legal immigration. Lots of people, Haiti, East European, Mexico, India, it's multicultural. America is a melting pot, and all of them show up to this. And I am proud, and a lot of veterans, 80-year-old veterans are there.
Wow.
And we stayed the other night until nearly 1 a.m., until we heard Aliso Viejo's decision. And that mayor, Dave Harrington, was a real hero in what he stated. And if anybody has any questions, they can go ahead and listen to some of these city council. In the meantime, I really want people to get involved. We've got to opt out of SB 54. And if people can send an email, not to just one council member, but to all of them. And it can be very simple. Just asking them to opt out of SB 54, put America first. It's a public safety issue. Think about our law enforcement. Get it on the docket at the city council and then show up, because you're going to be heard. People can make a difference.
Well, but here's what I want you to talk about, okay? Because you're actually doing what I've been telling people for a long time to do, which is what made you finally decide. And not that you weren't doing anything before, but what made you decide to get up, go out, and do something? Because I tell people all the time, you can be on Facebook all day, and you can be faxing notes to your elected officials all day long, but until you get up and you show up at these places and you do something, nothing is really going to change. So what made you decide to move, to do something?
Honestly, my inspiration was a woman named John Bia. I saw this dark lit video on Facebook Live of her leaving a parking lot. Could barely see her, but the passion in her voice and the excitement that as an American and as a Californian, that she was heard. And she inspired me to get a hold of her the next day. Like, I tracked this woman down and she called me back and she told me what I could do.
Wow.
And then I just did it. And then now it's created a small monster because I want to go support as many cities as I possibly can, because the camaraderie, once you get with these people, is incredible. It's like the survivors of a sinking ship. Serious camaraderie. And you're with your brethren. And we're all American.
Now,
and we have to unite under that.
But all the people that you were with the other night, they were all there because of you. They were all people from different walks of life that showed up, some on their own, because they were like-minded with you, if you would, right?
Correct. There's hundreds of grassroots organizations. And people are, I don't want to say they're sick and tired, but I think that they're starting to see that they do make a difference. And maybe that happened with the Trump election, but potentially Californians got pushed too far. SB 54 was not voted on.
No.
And, right. And many things, such as the Gas Act. We haven't voted on these things. And to be honest with you, I think Californians have been pushed against the wall. And now we're going to come out. Now we're not going to come out swinging, because we don't want to advocate violence at all. What we want to do is come out with public debate, and we have to get engaged and we have to stay engaged. You know, my grandfather said, you know, if you're not minding the store, you're giving it away.
Well, he's right. No, and that's the other thing. People give up easy. They walk away. They get frustrated. The person they wanted didn't win, or they're fighting real hard for the person they want to win and they don't, or, you know, whatever the scenario is. But it's like, you know, a lot of times you're not going to win the first time out. You're not, your guy is not going to come in, you know, on top the first time on. You have to keep going at it. You have to keep pushing and trying. You have to be stubborn almost to the point of being stupid. You know what I'm saying? You agree?
Yeah, I'm sure that I've offended a few people in my desire to take action. But I, you know what? The fact that I've gone to some of these city council, I already feel better. I feel empowered as a Californian, as an American, as an American Indian. I feel empowered. And all people have to do is get to one of your grassroots Facebook sites, or if you know people that have patriot groups, talk to them, reach out, send a message to, you know, the Family America Project or California Conservative Action Group as well, that has a public site, and I'll get back to you. And, you know, I'll try to tell you what you can do or send form letters. And so will John Viette. She's amazing. And we'll help you. But you got to get up and go and do it.
Yeah, you know, somebody.
And we can make a difference.
I agree with you. But you got to do something. You got to do it consistently, and you can't just do a hit and run. And that's what a lot of these groups do. They do a hit and run, and then they wonder why nothing happens. And it's kind of like, I need to see you as an elected official myself. I need to see you show up. And I need to see that it's not just you're not just teed off about it on a Wednesday night, and then you come back, and then you never come back again, because it's kind of like over and done with. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you how committed that we were just that evening. First of all, I want you to know that I've already started thank you letters to the city council members that I spoke to the other night. And those are handwritten, because we got to bring this back. So we have to start that. So how committed we were the other night is that I don't think I've been up past 10 p.m. in a number of years. But I was up until 3 a.m. We drove 6 hours, and we carpooled with other people that we didn't even know, because we got groups together to go to two different city council. And if somebody was hungry and one person had a car, then, you know, we went and got that. We may not know each other, but we have the common goal. And if you reach out, we're going to help. And we stayed until nearly 1 a.m. to give those city council members the energy that they needed to vote our way.
And it does work. We got to go. Kimberly, you know what? I'm up against it. And I really appreciate it. We'll have you back on after you do a couple more of these, because I really want to hear about your successes. Kimberly, we have a Kimberly Marin. This is Kimberly Mason. Joins us with Family American Project. Hey, don't go far. A lot more coming up to the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know who you get if you dial 855-JOE. You should call and let me know. You never know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. You know, Kimberly's an example of when I say to you, you've got to get involved, you got to get engaged, right? You can make a difference. If you get out there, you make noise. Seriously. And I screwed up last time because I said Michelle Obama. Look, at Michelle Obama likened President Obama was the good parent, and now President Trump is the bad parent. So I guess if you're talking about giving away all kinds of stuff, lying to your kids and all that, a good parent, I guess he was an excellent parent. I don't know. Anyway, the University of Wisconsin is looking to hire another licensed psychologist. But this one here is going to specialize in a different kind of counseling. One that we love to make fun of. They actually felt, well, hey, if you're going to pay me a couple $100,000 a year, I would also be a psychologist to help students issue with their microaggressions and with bias incidents. So they're actually hiring somebody to help you deal with microaggressions there at the college. Just amazing. The new counselor psychologist, who will also be covering diversity and inclusion liaison, will provide counseling services to students, but the position is unique as the new psychologist will especially tend to students from historically marginalized populations. I'd like to know what they mean by marginalized. That would be nice. Yeah, because everybody has a different idea of what those things mean. The job was posted on Monday. It adds that the psychologist should ultimately have priority in addressing the mental health needs of students of color and will work to help these students in group, individual crisis, and couples counseling. The counselor will also help students coping with issues including but not limited to racial battle fatigue. What? Yeah, okay. Bias incidents, microaggressions, intersectionality, and more will also be dispatched occasionally to serve on the school's bias and hate team. Whenever you have an education facility deciding what is hate speech, it should scare the crud out of everybody. As at most public universities, the UW-La Crosse hate response team responds to reports of perceived discriminatory conduct, such as graffiti or vandalism, hateful messages conveyed using sign language or gestures. This is a couple of gestures I can think of. I don't know if it's really hate speech. Might get you mad, but I'm not so sure they're hate speech. They'll also cover, check this out, deal with anything offensive that's been published in the public websites or blogs. Now, though bias response teams at some schools can go unnoticed by students, the UW-La Crosse system does appear to be active resource with the 92 individuals reported bias since the beginning of 2017 school year. I mean, okay, 92 times in a school with thousands of kids, somebody has said something that teased somebody off? I can't imagine. Can you? The psychologist position has to have the following qualifications: college degree and counseling experience. Successful applicant must also have the knowledge of multicultural issues and intersectionality, as well as the ability to interact with persons of diverse socioeconomic, racial, ethnic, international, and the LGBTQ backgrounds. Now, if you're dealing with human beings, from what I've read, and from people I've talked to, and psychologists I've talked to, foundationally, it's all the same. Foundationally, people deal with the same kind of issues when it comes to depression or what have you, when they feel like they're being bullied. But if we come to the point now where all they have to do is say it, think it, smell it, and it's real, I'd love to know when that happened. Now, the position will offer a salary commensurate with the degree or experience. So unless you have a lot of experience with microaggressions, this might be kind of useless, you know? Microaggressions. Somebody calling you a weird name. That's a microaggression. And they're gonna put a psychiatrist up, psychologist, whatever, to help you make it right. So apparently Pat Robertson, we'll move along, which I thought it was funny. So the first thing that drew me to this story was not even the title. The fact that it had Pat Robertson's name on it, and the nasty comments about the walking skeleton, and they were referring to him, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I thought they were the ones that never said nasty stuff. I thought they were the ones that, you know, love Trump hate. But apparently not. So Pat Robertson supposedly said, I'm being dominated by homosexuals. He said that the homosexuals have taken over the media and the universities, drowning out voices like that that oppose civil rights and basic decency. I'm sorry. When you're conservative in the media business, yes, that's a true statement. You make a giggle, a joke, or even something that sounds like it might be offhanded to a gay or lesbian community person, they'll yank your site down in a heartbeat. Yet you could make fun of Christians all you want to. You could put Jesus upside down in a bottle of urine, and nothing. They don't get in trouble at all. But what Pat said, now I'd like you to stop me when I get to the lie. We have given the ground to a small minority, he said. You figure lesbians, 1% the population, homosexuals, 2% of the population. So statistically, there's nothing there. But they've dominated. They've dominated the media. And they have. They have dominated in media and entertainment. But that comment's no different than saying blacks have dominated in football. It's not derogatory. It's not mean. It's not racist. It's a statement of fact. So they dominate the media. They dominated the culture shift. They've infiltrated the major universities. I mean, seriously, when you think about what we just talked about, the microaggression group, because everybody feels so entitled these days. You've got the LGBTQ community pushing to be leaders on these Christian clubs that want you to adhere to Scripture. And they're getting fined for not doing it. They're getting shut down for not allowing it when it goes against their Scripture. Now, if you don't think that most of what we talk about, you look at the stories that are going on in colleges, most of what they're talking about are the LGBTQ issues and situations and that kind of stuff. And Xander was supposed to join us tonight, but he couldn't be here. He would tell you the same thing. He's taken back by it, and he's an openly gay talk show host. And he finds this stuff irritating. He goes on to say that it's just unbelievable that such a tiny minority has been able to have so much control. I mean, we've had a majority of people. Look at California. The majority of people in California do not want a sanctuary state. And what happens? They get blown off. Because the legislators know better or something, or don't know better, or think they know better. So one person writes, boy, it's really appalling that the LGBT people are allowed to exist in Robertson's world. How dare they convince people they deserve equal rights? Not what he meant. The equal rights that they deserve is to be loved and respected. They don't deserve a leg up. They don't deserve to get more than. They don't deserve to be listened to more than anybody else. You know what's really funny about representation? The left has a fit, a holy crap fit, as that legislator in L.A. that showed up at a pool and decided, hey, the Hispanic population inside the pool is at about 80%, yet the lifeguard population is 100% white. What's the problem here? Well, you know, it's relative, right? That's what they wanted. They wanted it relative. She thought, as many on the left do, think that fairness is when the demographics are equal. They think that's what fairness is, whether you're qualified or not. So why isn't it the same here? Truly, 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 if only 3% of the population, or 4 or 5% even, are gay or lesbian, why do they keep pushing that over, you know, for half or more of the people in certain situations to be gay or lesbian? That's not relative. That's dominance. Seriously. And they go on to rip him up. Well, you lose. We'll hit the sunny side of the break. Well, we'll hit something else on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for hanging in there. If you're going to be with us for the next hour, come on back in a few minutes. Otherwise, you can grab us at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Don't go far.